The next patient is Cynthia Jeffords. The last name is J-E-F-F-O-R-D-S. It's a clinical case of a 70-year-old white female patient from New York who is spending the winter in Florida. Period. This patient has a history of a renal cell carcinoma in the left kidney and a partial resection of the kidney was done with an open surgery, and the kidney was reimplanted and has been followed by the oncologist in New York, period. At the present time, the patient has a kidney function that is as follows. Serum creatinine is 0.55, the BUN is 15, the estimated GFR is 71.7. Serum electrolytes are with normal limits. We don't have a urinalysis or a protein creatinine ratio in order to complete the evaluation, period. I have to point out that the CT scans are done on a regular basis every 6 months, and the patient is going back to the original oncologist to get the follow-up in New York. Following number, this patient has a history of lymphoma. The classification of the lymphoma is unknown. All we know is that she had 4 sessions of rituximab that was given in 1 month, period, while in Florida. She was complaining of bulging in the cervical area at the base, supraclavicularly. A CT scan was done, and there is an increased size of the lymph nodes. She's scheduled to see an oncologist in the next 2 weeks down here in Florida, period. Following number, she has a history of a cardiomyopathy with several ablations in the past. The patient is asymptomatic. Following number, she has a history of PETs, P-E-U-T-Z, Jaegers, G-E-G-H-E-R-S syndrome, and that is asymptomatic. A history of arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is under control. The blood pressure is 150 over 70. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any complications at the present time. We are going to reevaluate the case in November, when she comes back to Florida. Thanks a lot for the referral. We are going to follow the case with you.